When will you take first cutting of alfalfa for hay this year? Since there's so little carryover, getting maximum tonnage might be extra important this year. So how can that be done?
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Rebuilding hay supply for winter feeding is a major task. It might require changing when you harvest your alfalfa. The typical recommendation is to harvest at early or 1/10 bloom because that often gives the best balance between yield and quality. This year, though, yield might be way more important than quality. If you need extra tonnage, wait until your alfalfa is at the full bloom stage of growth before taking first cut. This occurs about 10 days after first blooms appear and can add about 1/2 ton to your first cut yield. If moisture is short, maximizing tonnage at first harvest is especially important because moisture is used more efficiently to produce yield during first growth than any other time. And if your alfalfa receives enough moisture to support regrowth through the year, harvesting 3 cuts at full bloom should give you about 10% more total yield than taking 4 cuts at first bloom. Be sure to check fields closely when waiting to harvest alfalfa at a more mature growth stage. Walk through fields and look for new shoots beginning growth from the crown. Also watch for spring blackstem, a disease that can cause lower leaves to fall to the ground. High amounts of either of these events is a signal to start harvest regardless of the amount of bloom on your alfalfa. Mature alfalfa hay usually contains less protein than younger hay, but still should be plenty adequate for wintering beef cows. For yearlings and heifers, though, higher quality hay might be preferred. Don't automatically harvest hay like you always have. First, determine your needs, then adjust accordingly.
And we'll be back to take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this.